Cork's Red FM, official media partner to the Rebel Army.
We started badly, conceded after whatever it was, 5 minutes. We were sloppy, we didn't look, we were a bit disorganised, but in fairness to them, they started really well. I think they created a few chances and their running, their movement caused us a few problems. And then we settled down and we got going ourselves and got the equaliser. So, overall, it was a fantastic performance. Second half, we were very good. Great.
Dominated the match in second half.
Yeah, dominated from start to finish. So we're delighted just to pick up the 3 points. It was important for us to get the 3 points, to stay in second. Firstly, pull them back to seven. And then it's important for them, Shells, now against the other teams, they have to perform as well. So, they were the three main things that we spoke about before the game. That was the reason why we wanted to win the match. But to be truthful, overall, you couldn't deny us the victory tonight. Between the support, the performance, the goals, everything about it was brilliant. Listen, we know there's a long way to go and we'd love to be back in the Premier Division and having nights like this. But I think there's a bit of work. And Monaghan and Fairness and Limerick, they're going to push you right to the end. So we just got to look after ourselves, try to get 3 points every week. That's what we're trying to do. And if we can do that and keep doing that, then we don't need to worry about anyone else.
Darragh Horgan, incredible tonight, wasn't he?
Fantastic. I wanted to sign him at the start of the year and Sligo nipped in. It wasn't, I think he thought Premier Division football was what he wanted. Mm. But we got him eventually. He's a good player, he sees it. And, we scouted him probably at least 4 or 5 times last year, so we knew that he's a decent player and that's why we tried to sign him. But he was great tonight. Bit of composure, seeing balls to slip people through, everything. He needs games and he needs a bit of confidence, and I think he's starting to get that now.
I suppose the only downside was Mulcahy's injury. Is he okay?
Yeah, we're not sure about him yet, so he'll get a scan tomorrow and we'll see. But Ian Turner come in and done fantastically well, and we've got a good squad. If we can keep everybody healthy, I think we have a chance to get promoted. But you've got to keep going and keep at it, and this is another 3 points, good for a goal difference, but that's all it is. We've got to make sure that Wexford is no difference to Shells at home. That's what we want, and I think we will be focused. We're focused and we got the bit between our teeth at the minute, and you'll get your ups and downs. You just got to stay the course, as they say. Stay the course to the end and get us over the line. Monday's game is, it's different in a sense that it's a cup game. We can go and you can attack them and really attack the team and really try to win the match, Tonight, we needed to be a little bit disciplined at times as well, but, we take each one. Now, we've got Limerick on Monday night, so we hope that we can get to a final. We want to get to a final and bring trophies back to this club. That's what we want. And to be honest with you, Limerick, the way I'm looking at it, I get the impression they're trying to be the biggest club in Munster. Whatever they're doing, they're trying to stop us from doing it. But to be truthful, there's only one team, or one big club in Munster, and that's Cork City.